mentor for those who do not receive gifts. This is the a mentor that put out something like 20,000 copies. Lower level staff people. RNC, White House staff. Secret Service, Secret Service. It can be personalized. Some would be personalized and some not. think what I might do is to have comments and see if I can get that part of the letter. The only one I've been talking to them anyway, don't know what to say. Last time we had a party, they pointed at me and said they took down Sergey Connor's apartment. So I don't have Connor. That's the only one. Kyle Paul, he can speak to the great party members of the Jack for all the rules as well. So I don't want to get into this with them. Rogers, Blair, and all those.
And the surrogate's reception was the following Tuesday the 19th. That's sort of political anyway. I would guess you don't want press in on that.
Never. I don't want the press in the house at all. Unless I specifically approve, no reason.
All right. But they will be in on the Tuesday, Friday before they go down and light the tree. That's an afternoon reception. 800 people will have an all answer question.
But the men for what purpose?
Yeah, just to photograph the receiving line.
Fine, all right. Ziegler is to do it solely by invitation. He is to pick the pool. He is deliberately to exclude the post photographer as post reporter. Deliberately. He's to pick the pool, is that clear? That means he's got to exclude other papers as well, but they are always to be excluded. Is that clear? And also, television coverage, we don't have enough room for all the cameras. He's to exclude the business. CBS is to be excluded. Post is to be excluded. Period. They're not to be in the house. Better in the house than they are there. Now, I told him, I said, I just want to be sure it's clearly understood.
I'll read it.
There's no exceptions. You're not to, it's not to be run by Connie or anything. It just does say something I have decided. Now, in the cabinet, I don't want them ever there. On that one, they can invite three or four, two or three, but tell them we're just cutting the pools down, work it down. Either no pool at all, if they can't cut them down, or cut it down so that we can have a friend in. But wire service on them.
Just for the afternoon?
Wire service on them shall be the rule. As a matter of fact, the ways to do it should have wire service on them. Let me explain why that's quite a bit away with that. Then you're excluding the post. Coverage is wired. You can have a wire switch for the post is to be consciously approved. And then you can have one special, but never get around to the post. You can have the wire service only, for example, for that event, where you can hang it out in the cabinet. And then the post is not any time for the extra one. It just doesn't ever get around. Now that the 19th is the last, is what, that surrogate thing?
That's the surrogate thing.
Yeah. You're going to get in the likes of the consumer women, people like Kathy, aren't you?
I have not.
Well, just be goddamn sure that that's, they're on the list, all those people. You know, they don't have to have the title surrogate to be there, but they were out working and so forth.
I understand. That covers everyone who hasn't been there prior to that date, which would be the cabinet wives.
Yeah.
Good.
Right. Well, I just wanted to. I'm not going to give you all this trouble. Well, this is a short report. Except that try to get our ducks in a row to where we stand now. So he's going to go another round tomorrow, 3 o'clock.
Yeah. that's our concern. He hasn't gotten his cable back yet.
Cable was, I followed this so long, cable was, I mean, he could have told me. We got a hard time. Real rationale, we discussed last night, is whether to ensure Stevens, they want to settle. They want to settle, and again, they want to settle. We're faced with a desperate function. Proposition, and let's get the goddamn thing over with. And start blasting into this federation. The plan is not going to be an asshole plan. More adult three or four times, but I said, we're going to see what kind of a plan this is. I said, maybe she doesn't support you. I said, well, we never got on B-52. I said, all right, we're doing everything with B-52. We're going to down bomb day and night. And you see, you cannot fool around in a certain way. They're just going back to the same kind of crap. And that's what they've got to understand. You press the sand and bomb or around the clock. Bomb around the clock. You see, even bad weather, the 52 is going to go.
That's right.
Just keep things going. That's what he told me. Well, anyway. It's not a good choice. But, because I don't know how much it will change the situation, except at least we'll have some leverage, we'll have something they want to stop. Present time, they don't have anything they want to stop. See, this is where we got screwed up when we got into negotiations. By stopping on October, stopping the bomb. We haven't bombed a goddamn thing since October 23rd. Nothing. I didn't realize it was that bad. From that time on, we haven't bombed a thing. What was the reason for that? Those enemies brought over in another trip for it.
Because they had agreed in principle.
That's right. I understand that was correct. But not having done that, you realize, I always had said, never stop the bomb until we get an agreement. Of course, we thought we had one. We
thought we had one in the back. We were trying to get improvements in what we had accepted earlier. And but I think that's the same.
What should happen, you see, Henry's intuition is totally right on us. He's always said, don't let up. Don't give anything until you get an agreement. Now, however, we have, we're going to just like the goddamn Johnson did. That's the reason we're in such a lousy bargaining position today. I wonder if we shouldn't just start bombing. Let's think about that and we're going to throw it out of hand.
No, I think if we can run into a total snowball, that's unreasonable. Now, that remains an issue.
Fighting our accepted copy. We can't break it up over that issue because people don't give that much of a damn about the DMZ. I mean, it's true. It's always violated, Al. You know that, and I know it. It's violated Korea. What does anybody do about it? We maintain 50,000 troops for 10 years with barbed wire and telescopes and the rest, and helicopters flying over and firing at people. Matters of this war, us war. That's where this will be worse. We all know. Well,
I just don't know whether we can recall some of the concessions. Now, we've done that in the parliament. Just very small. And I think that's a good reason. I think that even like this, we're on the verge of selling. We want to sell.
Keep talking.
Never break them off.
The difficulty is parallel. That day, it'd be a message to him.
That's not a message.
It's an oh, yeah, I thought it was a message.
That's the message. That's the area interest. And I think if Henry comes back to the department, says that he's going to break off, it should be a break. It should be a recess. Give both chances to decide, a chance to reassess their position.
Talking about, but I knew that yellow message she was showing me, she may have said, well, slow death rather than instant death. If he said it, let it come along gracefully. And then meet me, but the announcement of the meeting with me, he does want that, doesn't he, or does he? A meeting with me at some time. Oh, fine, I heard out.
I think that he'll want.
I still stick to something, but,
But I think that he'll want, and I thought we were gonna ask him, but anyway, if Bunker comes back, and says he feels it's best not to bring him back, Henry said he definitely has a motion.
Well, Henry, if you understand, is irrational about this, because he's read all his black sheets, showing that the two thinks he's a goddamn liar and denier. He should never have seen those. That was a mistake.
Well,
now, understand, we know it. That's what you see, the moment that then Henry becomes personal and hates Q.
Well, let's talk about everybody.
That's why I don't like this wiretap. So anyway,
that's right. And at any rate, the White House said that we thought it'd be better if I was with the client. Because that's normal to the teams, and it won't make you look like a public performance. Now, I said the other possible options is just what Bunker can do. Now, we've got to see if he's going to do it. After the agreement, as the president offered this stuff, or you want to get that to me. The White House said that
he thinks Q's going to go along.
He thinks he's going to go along. He thinks Q trusts me. He said that's pretty well on the street, because I dealt with him with regular defendants. And this on the report says he was trusting me and disliked me.
I saw that. I saw none that he disliked you, but he thought you were in his pocket.
You know, I think that's what we're
if it's going to work. But so, he already does. And then I said, thirdly, we're very anxious to get this thing done.
Well, actually, they don't go to six centers, so
said about all, we know it's going to be again.
Our judgment is that she's not going to go along. The best thing to do is to sin. That's right. But the judgment the bunker has is that it's coming along and it's coming along so they can be here. I think that's sure to make it more difficult. That's right.
As a matter of fact, there isn't a goddamn thing the vice president can say to him that I can say to him. And he's got the word now. He said, I just don't do it. I'm going to say the hell with it. We're going to go along. There ain't no way he can go along. But he's got to go along. No way he can go along.
No, we're going to go along. More pressure on him. Which, the more pressure on him, the quicker than it will be.
Battle line and I was like, oh, for the president's plan. They know that.
They know.
But I also think packages do, and they're all the stuff, which they're just, they're gonna stay down there. And for us to be anything but tough in return, just leave them all up on their own, the actors. We don't have to be managers down there, and they're gonna get it down there. Yeah, we're coming here.
Well, what's part of us is on that, just because our soft goes pretty well. Attacking, laying out, all of those.
They're doing well, but they're, both sides have a realization, just that it's coming from the same.
That's the consequence of the act, but nobody wants to be the last man, they were all shot.
They're fighting on the camera, and I for, not ready to hear from them, they're trying to, fight to stop it. I accept, you know, both sides, all of them, shooting at them, you know, and everything.
So, I don't know what kind of box you're doing, you know, that you might not have. Well, I just drop a couple of them. I mean, I'm on the railroad up there, so I'm down.
Well, I think they're just missing, because they try to buy it, and then that drop, and it's just the bottom. Well, rather than breaking up the talk, someone else says, well, I got to run back,
take a recess,
and move down, of course, and then
take a recess over Christmas, and over his own operation, and do what we think.
Now, I think that's what happened, but that's the most drastic.
Okay, bye. You gotta get it done, you know, actually, you gotta get it done, because, you know, Joe has his damn map. Everything is important, you just can't let that block us out on everything else.
No.
You just gotta, there comes a time. But, and may I say, I wouldn't be so anxious to settle if we hadn't done May 8th. But May 8th proved, like Charlie and I already said, soon as time to end with Charlie and so forth and so on. And Stephen Hall and the whole time. So, he said, you know what? You demonstrated on May 8th that you would go the last mile, step and stand by now, I know.
But they'll forget it all,
Now, that's why we've got to be some tough on it, that doesn't seem to fail. But we've got a lot of toughness left in our year. Those two little bombers sitting around there. I think they're going to be pretty good.
That I think it would